astonishing admission by the Roman Catholic Church. They run the CIA. Did you know the CIA is also dubbed Catholic Intelligence Agency? Catholics in Action. Is the CIA truly American? For decades, Jesuit affiliates of the Roman Catholic Church have directed the CIA. Leon Panetta and John Brennan, the current director, are Jesuit trained. Are Jesuits today the same as Jesuits of the past? Are you familiar with the Jesuit Oath? Its devious plans to control the wealth of the nations, enslave the masses, and depopulate the world. Pope Francis is a Jesuit. Should we be alarmed that the institution the Pope heads also controls the CIA? The CIA's mission is to identify and destroy terrorists and fundamentalists. Pope Francis likewise, and defines them as those who believe in absolute truth, end-time prophecies of Daniel and the Revelation, refuse to yield their liberty of conscience and give up constitutional rights. The insidious agenda of the Jesuits will soon be realized, as Pope Francis has been hailed Lord of the World and Savior of the Earth.
So do you know who Jesuits are, Marianne?
Kind of, yes. I was raised Catholic, so I'm familiar with Jesuits.
Okay. And what can you tell me about Jesuits?
Well, they seem to be more liberal priests, I guess.
All right. So they are a male congregation in the Roman Catholic Church, as you know. And so what we're going to do is just read the Jesuit Oath, okay? So have you follow along. It says,
I furthermore promise and declare that I will,
when opportunity present, make and wage relentless war, secretly or openly, against all heretics.
I will hang, waste, boil, flay, strangle, and bury alive.
Rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women in order to annihilate forever their terrible race. So, Lucas, what are your thoughts on the Jesuit Oath?
Well, based on that oath, I'm not too fond of the group. I haven't really looked into what else they claim to stand for, but it's kind of concerning to have a group, like you said, so involved in central intelligence and everything, and being so motivated by these values.
Make note, the Jesuit order thrives primarily at the Vatican. However, what you need to understand is that the Jesuit order is a secret police for the Vatican. And what they have done is they have successfully infiltrated every other governmental structure in the world today. But they will disguise themselves as Roman Catholics, and that is because they are Roman Catholics. Just as you have Joe Biden, he is the first Roman Catholic Vice President of the United States of America. While he is the very first Vice President who is a Roman Catholic, we also have the very first Jesuit Roman Catholic leader, the Pope, Pope Francis. In case you missed it, let me go back and repeat myself again so you will understand exactly what I'm telling you. These Jesuits, though they infiltrate other governmental structures, they simply will never tell you that they are Jesuits, but they will tell you that they are simply Roman Catholics. Their allegiance belongs to the Pope. These so-called Roman Catholics, they are Jesuits, especially the ones who are in political structures or in judicial positions of power. The United States of America is run by Jesuits. We see a reflection between America and the Vatican. The United States Capitol is designed to resemble the Vatican. The obelisk in the United States of America also is a direct reflection of the obelisk of Rome and the Vatican. The symbols of sun worship within the Freemasons and within the Jesuit order, it's all the exact same.
The question of how and why the United Nations is the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the enslavement of the American people within a UN one world dictatorship is a complete and unknown mystery to the vast majority of the American people. The reason for this unawareness of the frightening danger to our country and to the entire free world is simple. The masterminds behind this great conspiracy have absolute control of all of our mass communications media, especially television, the radio, the press, and Hollywood. We all know that our State Department, the Pentagon, and the White House have brazenly proclaimed that they have the right and the power to manage the news, to tell us not the truth, but what they want us to believe. They have seized that power on orders from their masters of the great conspiracy. And the objective is to brainwash the people into accepting the phony peace bait to transform the United States into an enslaved unit of the United Nations One World Government. Is that our so-called leaders in Washington, whom we elected to safeguard our nation and our Constitution, are the betrayers, and that behind them are a comparatively small group of men whose sole objective is to enslave the whole world of humanity in their satanic plot of one world government. This satanic plot was launched back in the 1760s when it first came into existence under the name of the Illuminati. This Illuminati was organized by one Adam Weishaupt, born a Jew, who was converted to Catholicism and became a Catholic priest. And then, at the behest of the then newly organized House of Rothschild, defected and organized the Illuminati. Naturally, the Rothschilds financed that operation. And every war since then, beginning with the French Revolution, has been promoted by the Illuminati, operating under various names and guises. In the United States, they set up what they called the Council on Foreign Relations, commonly referred to as the CFR. And this CFR is actually the Illuminati in the United States.
She had a priesthood. Her priests, listen to this, in her temples, were men who dressed up as women. and they acted as women, dressed up. So what's going to happen if she comes back? What's going to happen is, as she possesses a culture, is that men will start dressing, we'll start seeing that in our culture, which we do. These are her ancient priesthood. Also, they were involved in same-sex sexuality. We see that explosion as well. Also, it says, remember, she says she turns men into women, transitions them, and women into men. Her priests, many of her priests were actually surgically altered. She caused them to be surgically
altered. I never knew that. Yes. I thought that was just something of our gender.
Well, we do it more sophisticated, but she especially, all the gods, but she goes after, they go after the children, because if you have the children, you have the future. And so that happened in ancient times, happening now. And so you think, what would possess an adult to do this to children? Well, what would possess it? The spirit. The spirit of the goddess.
God said, you've been pursuing me, Kevin. You've been pursuing me. You've been seeking me. You fast, you pray. You've been spending time with me. He said, what happens if I let you catch me? And I never thought of that. I thought, I'm always going to pursue God and seek God. And, he's out there somewhere and I know he loves me, but he's distant. But see, then I found out there's this secret place where there's an atmosphere of heaven that we can enter into. And this is what happened. He said, I'm going to let you catch me. And he said, what if it turns the tables around to where, listen to this, I actually pursue you. So that's the word I'm going to leave you with. God is pursuing you because you become irresistible to him. He loves you.
Our first clip of the day comes from one of our viewers, Bianca5150. They posted this eerie footage to our subreddit asking fellow viewers if they can make sense of the sighting. The OP says that they installed cameras around their house to see which dog of theirs was chewing and tearing things up. This footage was captured when the family were out and no one else was in the house. It's a little after 6 p.m. when this happens. The OP received a notification that movement had been detected inside of the home. They took a quick look and didn't see anything too strange at first, but when they took a closer look, they were shocked to see a mysterious shadow moving down the hallway. If we take another look and brighten up the image, you can see something move from right to left. The family were only out for 20 minutes when this footage was captured. The other security cameras don't show anyone coming or going from the property in this time period. So who or what is moving down the hallway of the home? With no sign of a break-in, one has to wonder if something paranormal has been caught on this home security camera.
Our friend and commenter, Caleb Owls here, is perfectly nice. He's very polite. He doesn't believe the world's biblical, and I want him to believe so. He leaves me a comment a couple minutes ago. What a fine persecution, to be kept intrigued without ever quite being enlightened. Tom Stoppard. Enlightened. Tom Stoppard. Tom Stoppard. Enlightened. Tom Stoppard is a British playwright. Seen here, looking somewhat normal. Let's all take a guess at the one picture I found. It's Tom Stoppard doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. So our friend Caleb Owls posts a quote from this mirror man. I don't like to quote people because people are pretty darn sold out. It's hard to believe at first. It's hard to get used to. But when you understand that the world is biblical, you can grow with Jesus Christ, who is God. It's an amazing thing. It's a miracle. It's God's grace when we have faith in God alone, Jesus alone, not in mere men who do the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. Please see with your eyes and know with your eyes and know with your mind and your heart and your soul. God bless you, everyone.
We're at the Palm Beach County Courthouse in West Palm Beach. It was extremely windy.
Very windy.
We prayed against it, and now it's calmed down. Which
it
means
was amazing.
Amazing things are going to happen
yeah,
today.
Yeah, because when we arrived, it was dark, and it had been raining, and it was windy. It did not look like a Karma Box Church day, but we declared it is a Karma Box Church
yes.
day.
We are not, and it's still a little windy right now, but nothing like it was. We don't look at the weather because the weather, if you look at the weather, then you're not operating by faith. And how long have your knees been hurting?
Well, I had a knee replacement back in April.
This one? Okay, so you believe Jesus can heal you. I can feel the power of the Holy Spirit
yes.
right now. So Holy Spirit, come in power upon our sister right now in Jesus' name. Knee be healed. Knee be healed. Brand new knee. All pain go. All trauma go. Muscles, tendons, and ligaments function properly. Jesus loves you. You belong to him, sister. He has forgiven you of your sins. Life to you in Jesus' name. Be free.
Life.
Now walk a little
life.
Faith
life.
Works is dead. Against your works.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
It makes
we
all things new.
You, Lord. It's gone away, right?
A lot of them have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep walking. Keep walking. There you
okay.
go. Come on. And as you're walking, it's getting better and better. We thank you, Lord. We pray.
Thank you, Lord. You are the healer.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise
God. It's gone, right?
Praise God.
God? Yeah. Hallelujah.
You looked into surgery, painful.
Yes.
Wow, and so what
you obviously
having trouble walking, why is that?
I had, I've got post-palmulation.
Wow, and so
what
they call
pain
or stiffness or what?
I've got pain right on the left side and down both legs.
So when you walk down here, you not only got pain in your wrists and hands, but in the side of your body.
Both legs and
both
legs.
She's a miracle from Jesus, doesn't she?
Yeah,
she's a walking aid or anything.
Yeah, I've got a walking stick.
Is it back over there?
Yeah.
Wow. Your wrist, your legs, and this left side, they've got strength in you, the pain will go, it fixes it, postpartum things, where God can touch your mind as well. It's painful for sure, Jesus. God said, show you through right now. The shoes, give me the shoes. She's a miracle for Shirley. Shirley, just give your hand.
How are you feeling?
Oh, what's better?
Hang on.
What calm went over that hand and both legs as well.
And it's moving now. No pain. Let's go for more, Shirley. How's your legs going?
Oh, got better.
And look, there's something's taking place for Shirley. Shirley, do you have pain anywhere?
Pain seems to be a lot better.
Do you have pain at all anywhere? You're trying to find it, aren't you?
Yeah. My shoulder's still aching.
Now, Shirley, how long were you in pain for?
Oh, since I was 7 years old.
Aww.
40 years? Yeah, so when I was praying for you, what did you feel go through you?
Warmth?
That heat again. Yeah. How does it feel to walk now?
I'm used to leaking in the side, not the leak. Since I've had the knee joint replacements done.
How long ago was that?
The last one was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. They had to cement the leg and they do.
Wow. And so
straighten it.
And so you also had knee problems as well.
Both of them were being replaced.
So how's the knees now in your walk?
Julie, you're so hard. Never should
have
had
one. Hold us up. Hold us up. How bad was the pain before prayer?
That used the pain in my whole body that just wakes me up every night.
And it all just left you. Is that wonderful?
But I can't even.